truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. Scania has been at the forefront of many developments in the road transport industry. Now the local division of the Swedish brand is backing biofuels. Scania believes making the switch away from diesel isn't just good news for the environment, but also a potential money saver for operators. To this end, Scania Australia has just signed a memorandum of understanding with three providers in the biofuels industry: Wilmar Bioethanol Australia, Ecotech Biodiesel, and the NGV Group. Anthony King, Scania Australia's Sustainable Solutions Manager, telling us it makes sense for Scania to back alternative fuels. He says, "We've held many discussions this year with a number of transport-related entities and found significant enthusiasm for actually turning this into action. We'll keep you updated with further developments on the alternative fuel push into the Australian road transport industry." We're seeing a shift towards the fitment of driver assist technology in trucks, but a new study has found drivers still can't rely solely on the electronic gadgetry. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety in the US found electronic driver assist systems, including autonomous emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, and lane keep assist systems, aren't perfect. In fact, the researchers discovered the tech may not see stopped vehicles and could even steer a vehicle into a crash if drivers aren't monitoring the situation. The study, finding that the systems can fail under many circumstances, and points to the importance of drivers understanding the limitations of the systems. So it looks like driverless trucks are just a little bit further away than we might have thought. We still can't agree over which side of the road we should be driving on. Let's not have the same troubles with electric vehicle charging. That's the message from Penske Truck Leasing in the US, where there are calls for vehicle manufacturers to all get on the same page regarding charging systems and plugs. Penske Truck Leasing has joined the Charging Interface Initiative, a group focused on promoting the benefits of having a combined charging system that is a global standard for charging EVs. The truck rental giants will be involved in the group's high-power Charging for Commercial Vehicles Task Force. Brian Hard, President and CEO of Penske Truck Leasing, saying, "As a leading services provider to commercial fleets, we feel standardisation around electric vehicle charging and charging stations will help accelerate the use of electric vehicles within the transportation industry." How many times have you seen a concept vehicle on a stand at a car, bus or truck show and hope that one day we'll see something like that on the roads? Often though, these sexy and smart machines never make it, either into production or any form of reality. But not this one. The Volvo Trucks Fuel Super Truck is a real B-double truck and it's on Aussie roads already, achieving fuel savings up to an enormous 20%. Clive Jones, Vice President of Sales at Volvo Trucks Australia, telling us the good news is the FH16 is more than just a concept vehicle. He says, "It's a real-world truck, specifically engineered for Australian conditions, with fuel efficiency optimised driveline and streamlined aerodynamics. Some of the technologies seen on the Volvo Fuel Super Truck include the latest driveline tech, low rolling resistance tyres and cutting-edge aerodynamics technology. While the trailer was designed and engineered in partnership with MaxiTrans, check it out on the Heavy Vehicles website." Looks as though discussion around the scrapped Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal is about to spark up again as we get closer to a federal election. Off the radar since it was scrapped by the Turnbull government back in April 2016, the Transport Workers Union looks set to fight for the reintroduction of the controversial body. But the Australian Trucking Association says the union needs to move on from the failed RSRT. The ATA CEO Ben Maguire telling us the TWU needs to instead start arguing for practical safety measures that would improve safety for everyone on the road. He says there's no reason why the TWU cannot join our positive discussions or put forward practical initiatives. Tony Kerr will be looking to help customers grow their business in his new role as Isuzu National Fleet Sales Manager. Isuzu confirming the new appointment to its sales department. Tony has more than 30 years' experience in the trucking industry, having previously held positions at Scania, Volgren, Comet, and Genuine Truck Bodies and Vehicle Storage and Engineering. He says he's looking forward to bringing his transport solutions experience and sales expertise to the National Fleet Sales Manager role at the top-selling brand. There's been a change in safety cam operations announced in New South Wales, with operators no longer charged to access images of their vehicles captured by the camera system. The move was announced after Nat Road advocated for the photo fees to be dropped. The New South Wales Roads and Maritime Services has confirmed a new process for obtaining a copy of a heavy vehicle camera image. Nat Road saying the system is now simpler and more transparent. And you can check out the New South Wales RMS safety cam image request process on the Heavy Vehicles website. And the boom in heavy vehicle sales in markets like Australia and the US isn't happening with the same vigour in the UK. Figures from the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders show a dip in both truck and bus sales in the nation. The data showing a 3.6% decline in the new bus and coach market in the second quarter of 2018, while truck sales were down 9.4% in the period.
truck and bus news, thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
In recent years, we've seen LED daytime running lights become a legal requirement on cars across many nations. And there's a very good reason why these small yet bright lights are becoming a necessity. Simply, they could save you from an accident. But what if your car, your ute, your 4x4 or your truck doesn't have daytime running lights? Well, that doesn't mean you have to miss out on the benefits of these very effective additions. Altrex Auto Accessories can supply you with Alpina 28-inch LED light strips. Order your Alpina 28-inch LED light strips now from the Altrex Auto Accessories online store for just $30. Altrex.com.au.